My changeup was good. My curveball was working pretty good too, and good fastball command. You know, I kind of had all three for a while there. Was making good pitches. Kind of same old story with Wilson back there, man. He was solid. Again, we were on the same page. Just two bad changeups really today. Two changeups up. That was about it. You know, I was trying. Hopefully, we keep that winning streak going, but just start a new one tomorrow.
Adam Hogan and I in a deep discussion about StubHub and
I just served you. What does his email say?
Somehow, some way, I said
1:43 p.m. for a 4:10 game.
Right, feel free to text in and let Adam Hogan know that in general, StubHub's rule with baseball tickets is 6 hours before the game they get taken offline. That is the rule for whatever reason because they don't want last minute tickets going for $5, even though sometimes they go for $6 is the cheapest. Mark Gonzalez never has to pay for a ticket because he covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune. And he joins us now on 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen, Adam Hogue, Jared Payton with you until 6 o'clock. Hey, Gonzo, you're Joe Maddon. Let's start here. What's your playoff rotation? Go.
We got 6 weeks left, right? Seven?
Come on, Gonzo.
Let it play out, and I warn you with this. About at this time in 2008, a local reporter was miffed why I wouldn't declare a American League Most Valuable Player Award. He said it's outrageous if you don't say Carlos Quinton's the guy. Well, 3 weeks later, Carlos Quinton broke his wrist and was out for the final month.
Okay.
I will say this. I think we're looking at a bunch of variables, and if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, you might be looking at things like Kyle Hendricks's home versus away record, how he fares at Wrigley compared to other places, as far as how you line up the rotation. I think right now he's pitched well enough to be part of that group. Now we'll just have to see how it plays out. Certainly there's a chance that there's going to be an odd man out, you know, best of five. You hope you wrap it up sooner than later, but stranger things have happened, especially if you win the best record, earn that, and then have to face the wild card champion. You know, usually the wild card champion is flying high, and in this case, there's what, 4 or 5 teams in the running still. It's a goofy landscape. So, whoever might be your best four at that time might not always be the best matchup. So keep that in mind.
All right, rephrasing: if the season ended today and we're playing on Tuesday, who's the game one starter in game two? And you're playing at home, obviously.
Game two at home. Uh-huh. I think if you have a right-handed lineup, I think Kyle Hendricks is worthy of it. I mean, and I don't know what the splits are on John Lester, but certainly he's got to be in the picture. But I'd narrow it down to those two guys, and I would be leaning toward Kyle simply because of his Wrigley dominance.
And game one's Arrieta, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right. You can't go wrong with that, Gonzo. I mean, this team right now, it's pretty fun to watch this team, and I think as you start to look, as the season starts to go on, this team can't be done making some more additions. When you look at this lineup, could you see them adding another lefty bat in there, maybe another arm or two in that for that bullpen?
I think looking at the arm is going to be more important than anything else, although certainly – as long as we don't know the stats of Tommy La Stella, a left-handed bat may come into play more, especially when you see what you may be facing in late-inning situations, whether it be the Dodgers with Kenley Jansen, the Nationals with Melanson, Giants with Castilla. They're all right-handed. And that's why it's so important to have a left-handed bat and why La Stella's absence could really loom large come playoff time. So I wouldn't discount the need for a left-handed bat at this point.
So you didn't see this coming with Tommy La Stella, right? And people who are calling Tommy La Stella kind of a bit player should be reminded that he did start the wild card game last year, and they definitely will be using him if he was on the roster, and that was the plan. So, I mean, what's your look at this, Gonzo?
Well, he was also 6-for-14 last year as a pinch hitter, and you're always facing somebody's tough pitchers when you're coming off the bench to pinch hit. So they certainly need somebody for that role. It can't be discounted, especially when you're talking about the playoffs and every situation being, you know, scrutinized. You know, we looked at the wild card last year. This guy started at third base. You remember how Kyle Schwarber maybe played about five innings in right field, and he's starting the game in right field. It was a fascinating situation, but I think Joe really knew the importance of managing each out, each inning. Even though Jake did throw well, you can't discount all of your 27 outs.
I'm still struggling to kind of figure out this Lestelis thing. It's still weird to me, and I don't understand what he's trying to accomplish. I mean, have you been able to grasp that, Gonzo?
He's an interesting study. Good kid. At least the times I've been around him many times. Nice chat with him over the winter about Jason Hayward and being a teammate with him. And Tommy was getting after at that time in terms of taking care of business for himself leading up to the season. Showed up, lost about 15 pounds, said he needed to address some things in his diet, did a good job of that. Had the calf issue, but at that point, there were no signs that this was going to be a make-or-break situation for him. He was just going to accept any role that was handed to him. And when he made the team, he was the happiest guy in the world. And to see this come about is somewhat shocking, especially since he was the good teammate, the good soldier throughout the season. Really improved at third base to the point where Joe wasn't afraid to stick him out there for all nine innings if need be. But the bottom line is, if you have options and there's roster decisions to be made, sometimes it doesn't matter how well you're playing. You're going to be vulnerable to that. And the same thing happened to Justin Grimm, who was pretty good about taking the high road on this, and he's pitched well since he came back.
I talked to Grimm, too, after the wild pitch walk-off last week, and we played it on here, Gonzo. He was not happy about it. That was pretty clear. Like, I thought we were going to have just a nothing interview, and he was like, well, I got no comment on being sent down. I mean, he obviously went down. But I think, you know, guys love to play, right? And they certainly don't want to be sent to Iowa. It's turning into a bit of a challenge at the end of this roster.
Well, you got to figure it out, too. I mean, you got to do what's best for the team. And certainly he was upset, but he didn't say anything that was inflammatory toward the team. And I think
right.
He did the right thing there by not elaborating on it, because he could only hurt himself in that regard. I mean, it's just the nature of baseball right now. And I wrote about it last Monday. It's no secret that there are tough decisions to be made, and sometimes you have to put your ego in the background for what's good for the team, because, you know, right now they're winning, even though they lost last night, but they do know how important Tommy Lestella is, and without him there might be that situation where they need a lefty off the bench to tie or put him ahead, and he's not there, it's going to hurt.
Gonzo, you even with all that stuff, when you look at the Chapman stuff and you look at the Tommy Lestella stuff, I mean, you just said it. This team still is finding a way in the second half to win baseball games, and it doesn't seem like anything that can happen maybe that other people on the outside are looking at that could kind of flame up stuff. It doesn't seem like it bothers them at all that this team is just focused on playing baseball.
Yeah, I mean, this winning streak, I mean, it was a combination of what, a 1-11 game streaks, or 11-1 game swing streaks, put it correctly. They just were able to turn the page and move on, and I think that a bigger thing is that they've allowed teams to make mistakes and pounce on them. We saw it in the Marlins series how they came back and won, you know, on a wild pitch, one game, they rallied to win that one, but they're playing pretty well. They're not beating themselves. I mean, you could make a case last night, you know, that Carl Edwards Jr. had a rough outing, but for the most part, they've played great defense. They've gotten timely pitching and timely hitting. They've put themselves in a position to win, and that's all you can ask for.
Gonzo, does Papelbon make sense for the Cubs?
To paraphrase the late Al Rosen, if he can't pitch for the Nationals, what makes you think he can pitch for the Cubs?
That's a good point.
He's throwing. You know what? He's lost a tick or two on his fastball, and you got to be leery of that. I mean, he's throwing maybe 88 miles an hour. That's not a good sign for a right-hander who's relied his entire career on power. You hope that maybe this guy finds lightning in the bottle, but I don't think the Cubs right now are in experimental mode. I mean, they got to get Joe Smith right now to begin with.
He's got to change his name. It's too boring of a name. If you have a Joe, you can't have Smith. And by the way, the Smith family, if you have Smith, you can't name your kid Joe. He's got to be named Botswana or something. That's my biggest issue right now with Joe Smith, Gonzo. If you could just work on that. The other thing that I would like to ask you, Mark Gonzalez, Chicago Tribune, who do you think is the toughest, worst matchup for the Cubs in the playoffs between the Nats and the Giants? And I don't know anyone else you want to throw in there.
Well, I think the Giants really are on fumes right now. I mean, I've watched them very closely since the All-Star break, and I think they still have a good run in them, but the pitching's been a little toasty right now. And certainly they addressed some of it by getting Matt Moore and Will Smith, but, I mean, we saw Will Smith in late July, and he was no mystery to the Cubs, especially Anthony Rizzo. If you can't get lefties out, that's a red flag for me. I wouldn't be too worried about the Giants at this point unless, Samardzija and Kane can pitch deeper. The Nationals are interesting, but the Cubs have seen them match up very well with them now. Getting, Melanson for them helps them quite a bit, and they're a tricky team. They played the Cubs very well in a series at D.C., so they're a team to keep an eye on. The Dodgers, for some reason, I keep an eye on them because no matter how much they've underachieved and how many injuries they've gone through, they're always capable of that monster run. They're that Team X right now. And I guess we'll have a better idea of just what they're capable of in 2 weeks when the Cubs play them at Dodger Stadium. They're a team with an asterisk right now. You expect them to get on that run. They got a deep farm system, but they really just haven't put it together. And I was wondering if they're going to have that big run in them right now.
That's awesome. I got a father question for you, though, Gonzo. My little guy is playing. He's 4 years old. He loves baseball, and so he's a big Cubs fan. So I'm walking around the house, and he's telling me he wants an AR jersey. So I'm thinking, I got to get him a Rizzo jersey. And he's like, nah, Dad, Addison Russell. I said, man, why you want him? He said, he's young. They said he's young, and this kid is unbelievable. He watches a little bit of baseball, and as I was sitting there with him talking to him, I was thinking about how this 22-year-old has got the world in front of him to how good he actually can be.
I love guys that hit in the clutch, and he's really done that. And, he's only hitting .248, but, I mean, you look at those hits from the 6th, 7th inning on, and he's as good as any of them right now. I think his defense he's gotten a lot better. We've always looked at his arm and said, is he going to have strong enough arm to play shortstop? Well, recently he's made all the throws, and you can't really knock what he's done defensively. It's especially the plays behind second. I mean, he's gotten some tricky hops and fielded them with ease. So, props to your son for being his own man right now.
Gonzo, we appreciate your time on a Sunday, my friend. Are you expecting, as we let you go here, any retribution from the Cardinals tonight for Matt Holliday? They've been holding back on that to this point.
I would hope not, but, nothing surprises me in this series. I guess if it was the previous Cardinal manager, something would have been done by now.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at
good
that.
Shot. That's a nice, solid La Russa dig.
Watch out, he might come looking for you in the press box. Well,
I've dealt with him many times since 92, so nothing surprises me.
Mark Gonzalez, Chicago Tribune. Thank you, Gonzo.
Take care, guys.